she said, turning to Mrs. Parry.
I'm sure it won't matter for a day or so. You can have my daughter's room, dear. She's in Australia. She won't be needing it again.
Thank you,
said Will, and stood up as if he were in a hurry to leave.
But where are you going to be?
I'm going to be staying with a friend. I'll phone up as often as I can. I've got your number. It'll be all right.
His mother was looking at him, bewildered. He bent over and kissed her clumsily.
Don't worry. Mrs. Cooper will look after you better than me, honest. And I'll phone up and talk to you tomorrow.
They hugged tightly, and then Will kissed her again and gently unfastened her arms from his neck before going to the front door. Mrs. Cooper could see he was upset, because his eyes were glistening. But he turned, remembering his manners, and held out his hand.
Goodbye, and thank you very much.
William, I wish you'd tell me what the matter is.
It's a bit complicated, but she won't be any trouble, honestly.
That wasn't what she meant, and both of them knew it. But somehow Will was in charge of this business, whatever it was. The old lady thought she'd never seen a child so implacable. He turned away, already thinking about the empty house. The close where Will and his mother lived was a loop of road in a modern estate with a dozen identical houses, of which theirs was by far the shabbiest. The front garden was just a patch of weedy grass. His mother had planted some shrubs earlier in the year, but they'd shriveled and died for lack of watering. As Will came round the corner, his cat, Moxie, rose up from her favourite spot.